Well, that's a brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome to the V
A
R
show.
Your host.
That does. No.
That does the most.
Mm.
Even when he's making toast.
Oh.
The Ballon d'Or winner of the 2020-2021 season of VAR.
Mm.
And predicted Ballon d'Or winner of the 2021-2022 season. Top goal scorer of the VAR show in the 2021 and 2020-2021 season.
Yeah.
Predicted
top
goal scorer of the 2021-2022 season.
Predicted twice.
The one, the only.
Mm.
Best in the VAR.
Yeah.
Then the world.
Ah.
DJ Stones.
And
with me, slightly not as good. Best assistant, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Is the host who is sitting next to the host who likes to boast.
Oh.
But he likes to flow.
Oh.
And he's also part of the VAR show.
Oh.
You know who?
Who? DJ Stones.
DJ Sticks.
Yeah, and we are back. We are about to bring it. Do you know why? Do you know why we're bringing it?
Why?
Because football is back.
Yes!
I actually...
Yes!
Had football to get home to this weekend.
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Had football on Wednesday. Well, not Wednesday. What day was it? On freaking Tuesday.
Mm.
There was football on Tuesday. That's how much football is back.
Like, come on. Like, if there's football on a Tuesday, then you know.
You know?
You know.
You know.
There is no better feeling than coming home
to football.
To football.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. You just see the match build up. And, you're
and
like,
with that comes something we haven't had in some time.
Oh.
But before I tell you what that is.
Okay.
Enjoy the tunes.
Yeah.
Your blood restrained on the feeling that felt.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed those tunes. Because we're about to tune you something.
Oh.
See what I did there? See what I did there?
I saw.
Because it's been a while. But it's finally time.
Yeah.
For the...
The
weekend.
Weekend
roundup. It's actually supposed to be match day roundup, but I don't know why we never changed it yet. But still, woo! It's been a long while without you, my friend. But I'm about to tell you all about it.
Yeah. You are on a roll.
I'm on a roll.
If you caught on, you are too much.
Yes, if you caught on, you're my friend, officially. You my friend.
And it's been a long day.
So we're going to be going through basically our highlight matches of the not just the weekend. That's why I say we can't call it weekend roundup. It has to be match day roundup.
Yeah.
Because we basically just go through, you know, all everything. Football that happened.
Everything. We do it.
You know, and yeah. So sorry for the confusing name, but well. Starting at the league we all love to watch.
The main league.
The biggest league in the
big
world.
League. The big leagues.
I
it's one league, but it's leagues.
I saw a tweet, you know. So it was for women's soccer.
Mm.
And basically what happens is a guy goes, "Wow, what league are you in?" Right? And then there's a response under him saying, "Out of your league."
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. Right. But anyway, okay, jumping into the main league. We have to start off by talking about the new boys themselves.
We have to.
The team that just grabs my heart.
Yeah.
They have all of me.
All of
them. Because all of me wants all of them. I'm on a roll today.
What is this? What is this?
I have no clue what came over. Brentford
Trace
versus Arsenal.
Mm. Stunning game.
Wow.
Stunning game.
Stunning.
Stunning game. Team. Stunning atmosphere. It was fit to be the first game of the league.
You know, so much emotion. Like there was a time they panned through the Brentford squad, the Brentford stadium, and you literally see this fan crying.
Yeah.
You know, tears rolling down his eyes. And the reason is Brentford beat Arsenal 2-0.
Just some background on this team. Maybe like, yo, what's Brentford? You know, what team is this? Where does it come from? This team was in the championship, right?
Yep.
And they were gunning for the Premier League.
Yep.
For some time now. They reached the playoffs 3 times.
Back to back.
3 consecutive seasons.
Back to back to back to back.
But didn't make it.
It was so back that they had no front. It was just backs to backs.
Back. We are back. Mm. And then back again. 3 years fighting to get into the Premier League. But then always they would fail.
Yeah.
But then.
Like I remember even watching the one against Fulham. And man, like last minute.
Last. Oh my word.
It was so sad.
Oh.
And they finally, you know, this season they finally made it through.
Mm.
And it's really awesome to see, man, you know.
Yeah.
And I like what they did. They did not change the squad too much.
Yeah.
You know that a lot of teams come into the Premier League and like half the squad is changed.
Yeah.
You know, here they kept the majority of the players, brought in a couple of players. And it shows you the quality of players. If the coach has this much, you know, trust in them.
Yeah.
You know, it really gives you an understanding of, you know, what quality they are.
Yeah.
You know, because normally they'll be like, you know, we need better players. We need Premier League level players.
Yeah, big levels.
And the coach trusts them. And, you know, from the first game, the trust came out well. And, you know, I like the coach as well because I was watching the post-match interview, you know. I mean, the pre-match interviews.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't come with, you know, he didn't come there all cocky saying, you know, yeah, we can beat Arsenal if we, you know, put our minds to it. He was just saying, no, I have trust in the boys, you know. Arsenal is a bigger team than ours. We're not going into that match having that huge expectation of winning. Like, you know, like it's certain.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, basically what he was saying is that it's not certain.
Yeah.
But he tells the boys there that it's about the fight, you know, they have to go and fight.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw.
Oh my word.
They came out with 2 goals.
Guns blazing.
Guns blazing to the Gunners.
Yeah.
And you know, it's what is the problem with Arsenal here? You know, I look at the lineup.
Yeah.
On paper, Arsenal again was the better looking side.
Mm. Proper. Looks proper.
You know, and that's because, again, they were playing Brentford. You know, it was not because of anything in particular. Like, this team against Liverpool would have been thrashed. But, you know, and Smith Rowe came out looking like the best player on that pitch.
Smith Rowe 2 years ago was an unknown. Unknown.
And I guess it's kind of sad because, again, they had 50 million euro signing, Ben White.
Ben White. Huge signing.
And again, now, like, where's the value, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the value? And I guess it's also too early for us to make specific judgments and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the worry now is this, it's already looking bad. This is a game that Arsenal should be winning.
They should have won that game. Like, for sure.
Yeah, they should be winning.
That's actually a game to uplift your spirits.
You know, looking at the stats, 22 shots, only 4 on target.
What?
That is quite bad.
That is crazy.
You know, having 65% of ball possession and 568 passes.
Man. Oof.
This is a game where you were dominating.
That is domination right
but
there.
But you were not clinical.
Man.
Mm. You know? And that's where the problem is.
Yeah, 2-0 is insane.
So now, following that was the biggest game of the weekend. Best game.
Okay, the best game.
Right. Of the weekend. Right. And that was United versus Leeds. 5-1 against the Leeds.
Thrashing.
The thing that I loved about this thing, like, even from both sides, even though Leeds only did this one, the quality of goals that came out.
Oh, it was insane.
Luke Ayling's banger from outside of the box.
Ooh,
was
punished.
Beautiful.
Punished
all
the goalkeeper.
Of Bruno Fernandes's 3 hat-trick of a goal.
Look at the first one.
Were bangers.
Look at the first one. That is Paul Pogba written all over it.
Bruno Fernandes was top quality on that game.
No, Paul Pogba was top quality on that
Mason
game.
Mason Greenwood came out also with a beautiful goal.
From who?
None other than Paul freaking Pogba.
Yeah.
Fred took a goal.
From who?
Paul freaking Pogba. You caught what I did there, right?
Yeah, look.
Now my overall opinion on the game, right? So it was a beautiful game from both sides. United just outplayed Leeds United, you know.
Basically,
you know, a lot of Man United players were switched on Pogba. This is the quality that people have been wanting from Pogba. Now, the question is consistency. How consistent will he be able to keep this throughout the season?
Yeah. No, but I think also the huge factor was the fans as well.
Yes, the fans.
That's one of the reasons why you have the, like, Bruno Fernandes fans, hundreds of thousands of fans shouting your name, you know?
Yeah, like, it's
gonna
so
be
crazy.
On. You're going to be on, man.
At the end, when they're doing the post-interview with him, you know, with the media team, and, like, you're trying to hear what Bruno is saying, and all you're literally hearing is just the song about Bruno. You know, you came from Sporting like Cristiano.
Hey.
You know, you're listening and you're like, flip. But yeah, overall, you know, United played well defensively. You know, I was watching this and I could see why we actually need a Varane. You know, there was moments whereby, again, that partnership, that communication between Lindelof and Maguire, you know, and again, you know, you could blame either or, but you saw how Maguire played in the Euros with another top class center back with him, you know.
Yep.
The ability to, it's like almost like, you know, when you have two center backs, at times they need to be, I guess, field awareness from the other center back, especially when you have a center back like Maguire next to you, you know. It's like the center backs like Ramos, where they will go a bit off of position to cover up space, or they will run with the ball.
Adventurous.
Or they will run at the attacker.
Yeah,
you know?
Legends.
And with that, you need to be able, as the other defender, you need to already pick up, okay, I need to cover up this much space.
And that's Varane.
And that's Varane. And in this game as well, you saw times where Lindelof was just not doing that.
Yep.
You know, where other players would have to quickly come up and, you know, help in that position.
Yeah. No, but I think Varane is the perfect... Is the perfect signing for you guys?
Yeah,
having played with a person, who's similar to Maguire.
Yeah, you know, a defender who carries the ball all the way up to the other side.
Yeah,
you know, knowing he understands how to be a last man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now, like, Maguire in this situation, he's the last man. He's the last defender, and he's the ball carrying defender.
Yeah, it's both.
You know,
it's too much.
And when we're now switching, so when he's taking the ball forward and Lindelof has to stay as last man, it puts us on a very tight string. And I'm not saying Lindelof is not a good player. We saw it, I think it's in Switzerland, yes. He can hold his own weight.
Yeah.
But I just don't think this partnership of him and Maguire works.
But now where does he go?
You know, he can, if he's willing to give up some game time, he could always just stay in United. Or
what you mean some game time?
Yeah, look, they're going to probably still play him in like cup games and stuff. And some, they're probably going to play him in some, because in some league games, let me just finish that sentence, in some league games. Because look, it's not like they're going to start Varane now.
Okay.
And even the matches he starts, he's not going to probably end the match.
All right.
You know, when Maguire came in, he was coming in from Leicester City, or an English side, to Man United, another English side, who basically understood how English football is played. You know?
Done.
And I was like, another example for this, I was a bit annoyed that Sancho didn't start, but then it clicked. Okay, besides the fact of preseason and stuff, you know, we can't, like, he's been playing in Germany for some time.
Yeah.
The way people in England play are different to the way they'll probably play in Germany.
I think you saw the matches. You saw the goals and he was like, flip. It's like, what is this?
Yeah, like, you know. So,
menu, pop, Leeds,
yeah. Like, you know, it's like, it's not just Lewandowski who's doing this here.
Yeah, you know?
And it was quite crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to stay on there too much. I'm not going to run over this because it was just a nice moment I had here. And the best, I want a nice word to say.
Mm.
I call it sweethousery.
Dang. Right?
Because I can't use the actual term.
All right.
So the best sweethousery.
Mm.
Meaning, somebody who basically did, not mean per se, but like, you know, how do I put this in words? Like, you know, when they okay, this example will basically explain
what happened.
So, Leicester City versus Wolves.
Yeah.
Jamie Vardy scores. And guess what he does?
What does he do?
Runs to the corner and starts howling.
Ooh.
That right there is sweet housery.
Yeah. Spiteful.
Very savage. Oh, that's crazy.
Oh,
like he ran to the corner and just, ow. When you, so Wolves, you know, because they're versing Wolves and they just scored, you know.
Yeah, and then they howled.
He howled.
And a fox howled.
The fox ate the wolf, basically, in the situation.
Only him.
And that was very, very crazy. But then another big game, this is big because, you know, they just came up. Watford beat Aston Villa 3-2.
Mm.
Everton beat Southampton 3-1.
Oh, that was a game.
That was a good game.
That was a game.
And Liverpool came out 3-0 against their bitter rivals, Norwich City. The last time, you know, they played. No, this is City's rivals, actually. Sorry, my bad.
No. We have beef with Wolves.
I don't think it's beef with Wolves, and we'll get there right now. We'll get there to that right now. West Ham beat
White
Newcastle.
Oh!
Now, the reason why I will speak about this, because if you guys didn't watch us last season, this is like our child. Actually.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
like our baby.
Yeah.
Since we're going to West Ham.
They are our very own,
you know,
son.
West Ham.
Yeah.
And after being behind twice, they still won 4-2.
Man.
Carl, you know I know these names before. And as I come, it just leaves.
All right.
Callum Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scored in the fifth minute.
Fifth.
Then Aaron Cresswell equalizes in the 18th minute.
Damn, let's go.
Then Jacob Murphy.
Yeah.
Scores in the 40th minute.
Boy.
Going into halftime with that lead, boy.
Oh.
And as soon as they come out in the 53rd minute, Sahid Bin Rama,
boom,
scores a nice goal.
Watch out, my man.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Because Thomas, I hope I say his name right, Thomas Suchel, scores a banger of a goal in the 63rd minute.
Beautiful goal.
And to end it off, Antonio scores in the 66th minute.
Come on now.
And overall, look, it was a good game. You know, West Ham has a huge, huge battle in front of them. You know, And like currently looking at, they have not been that hectic in the transfer market. And it's a bit, for me as a person who's a bit of a Hammers fan now, it's a bit concerning, you know, because they have Europa this season. Mm-hmm. You know, they still FA, they still EP, they still the Carabao, and you still have league. Mm-hmm. And you know, they don't. They your team gets stretched when you go to European football. It gets really stretched. And I understand they probably not, unlike, you know, your United, when they were in the Europa where they're gunning for top four at the same time.
Yeah.
But you know, you want to keep yourself as a top six side.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it to be at that, wow, they were there for one season.
Yeah. And that's not easy.
And in any competition you are in, you have the goal of winning. So they're going into Europa with that goal of, we want to win this one.
Yeah.
Or we want to get as far as possible,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
meaning quarterfinals, semifinals, you know, and it's very possible. You know, you look at the teams that really made it far there. You look at your Villarreal, Villarreal.
Yep.
Yes, Villarreal. You know, and it's not. It's even though there were a bit of bigger clubs in there that season. You look at the who came to the finals. Obviously, there's no team bigger than United, but that's not the point here.
Mm, yeah, it's not the point.
And then lastly, Tottenham versus Manchester City. The game for Harry Kane, because, you know, after this game, Harry Kane went to training at Tottenham. Winning 1-0, I heard the pain in that laughter. Tottenham beat Man City 1-0 with a beautiful Heung-min Song goal.
Yes.
Song Heung-min. I don't know why I mixed it up. Why Heung-min Song? Song Heung-min.
Always say the surname first.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Sorry, Son. Son Heung-min scoring a beautiful goal in the 55th minute. And again, now this is what I want to say earlier. I don't think City's rivalry is with Wolves. I think it's with the new Tottenham manager.
Yeah.
You know? Nuno Espírito Santos.
I don't know.
I think that's where the problem was. He's gotten the better of you guys again with his new team.
Come on, man.
You know?
This is the third time now.
And the setup was beautiful, you know. And obviously there was fix-ups that could happen with City. You know? Like, you know, that you guys really need that clinical striker that you don't have in Aguero.
Mm.
And obviously a lot of their players, their main players could not start this game after the crazy Europa season they've had. As well as, you know, other aspects are probably in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they only brought in... They only brought in Zinchenko and Dubravka in second half.
Like later
on. And later on second half. And, you know, Mendy, I don't understand. I don't think, again, it's another case of, I don't think the player is bad. I just don't think he suits the playing style of the team.
I think Mendy was better when he was with Sané. Those were his best days, man.
See, the problem with Mendy is he's tracking back, number one. And he's... Yeah, it's mostly his tracking back, because once you catch him on that counter, it's basically done, you know?
He's gone.
It's really hard for him to hold you.
He's not coming back.
You know, and it's a problem, and also with Ake.
Yeah.
You know, it's a similar thing, you know? The opportunities they are getting to try and outshine the people who hold that spot that they're just temporarily being in.
Yeah.
They've not made use of it, you know? You look at Community Shield.
Mm.
Yeah, he was playing well majority of the game, but when he's under that pressure, he makes stupid decisions.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no. I think Pep is building something there. So like with players like Ake and the other guys who are trying to fill in.
Yeah,
it's just that the players who are normally playing there are players who've mastered that position. So now. Okay, and then when it's their time, they're sort of like, wow, flip.
Yeah. And a player who stood out there for me was Tottenham's Tanganga.
Yeah.
Number 25. Very awesome.
That guy played got sending off, like a 10-minute sending off, man.
As well as Dele Alli actually shined quite well in this
game. Dele Alli was... He irritated me.
Why?
That guy was falling... In the 89th minute.
Time-wasting.
You see Gundogan there falling injured. Like his shoulder problem or something. And out of the blue, you just see Dele Alli like in the center, just falling. And like out of nowhere. And then he's holding his knee. Like, look at this guy. The guy has shots by his knees.
You know what the thing is? It could be. It could be that because you was wasting time for your team. That's why you thought of it as, you know,
No.
Could have been falling. Probably wasn't even wasting time, but he was in, like, properly hurt. And then you thought, you know what? He's slowing down my team from countering.
It's not a biased observation. Like, everyone saw that Dele Alli was wasting time. I don't know what's his problem. But the other big thing also with Man City was we're giving too much of the ball to Jack Grealish.
Look, that's what I kind of understand. You look at the position that Jack Grealish is playing. You're going to get the ball a lot.
But he was playing free roam, though.
Of course. That's why you're getting... His job is to set up plays.
No, but that's not his job yet. The guy just came in.
I'm paying 100 million for you. That is your job as soon as you come in.
No ways, man. Did you see the players on the bench? That was my biggest problem.
Again, but I just explained why they were on the bench.
No, man.
You know, again, it's not like... with some coaches, you probably start wondering. You know, like Arteta. I sometimes wonder. But when you've won a Premier League twice already, three times actually, two of those were back-to-backs. My first thought is, no, there's a problem with the player. Sometimes I'll give it to him. He overthinks.
But you know, Beb.
He overthinks.
Come on.
But I don't think this is one of those cases because you saw he brought in Zinchenko.
But where was Jesus though?
Now, this is the issue. You know, and because they did bring in Jesus, and we saw this last season with why also they barely played Jesus, and he's not clinical.
No, but they played him in for Sterling. He was on the left, freaking left.
Again, he's not. The problem y'all guys have is y'all don't have a clinical striker. And what y'all expecting from Grealish, you're not going to get.
What are we expecting from Grealish exactly?
Because he's supposed to be, number one, he's a creative player. He creates the opportunities for your striker. Number two, he's an attacking player. So he also is supposed to make the opportunities to score. But see, the thing is now, especially with the squad that you'll have, and Premier League, for some reason, Sterling is just on his own tip.
I don't know.
Riyad Mahrez is a threat, but the chances of him to take that shot is not going to be that high.
No, but
you can easily put him on his weaker foot and he's forced to cross.
Yeah, but my biggest issue was exactly that. You had Mendy, Grealish, and Sterling playing on the one side the whole match. There was no ball switching to the right where Mahrez and them are.
Yeah, and again, it's because the attacking players are on that side. That's where the attacking players are. That's where the creation is going to come from.
Give the ball to Mahrez. Did you see what it... man, PSG knows Mahrez, man.
I understand your complaint. And again, let's see it this weekend.
Okay,
this weekend, most of their players should be in.
You know what I want to see?
I don't.
I think...
I'm not in your head.
That too much... is being put by this Jack Grealish guy. Too much pressure.
Again.
It's too much.
If I'm spending, as if he was a 50 mil signing, I'd be like, yeah, no, dude, like, he's only 50 mil. I bought you for 100 mil. I know you're young, but you are freaking 100 mil. You need to produce. You know, they brought him in halftime. And obviously, it's like the whole thing with Aston Villa. And it's why I'm not criticizing Aston Villa right now, the fact that they lost to Watford. Watford did play well, but Aston Villa has a lot of new players.
Yeah, yeah.
That need to gel in with the team.
That's what I'm saying though.
So Jack Grealish is still 100 million signing, so they are going to pass him the ball a lot and he has to adapt. He has to adapt to City's playing style.
But come on, it's Tottenham. Put De Bruyne in. Start De Bruyne. Put Grealish second half.
The thing is, Tottenham held very well as well.
That counter was killing us, man.
They were countering you guys like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, man.
But we're going to move right along, else we can stay here for years. To the Bundesliga.
The league.
Bayern Munich won. I feel like, you know, there's that famous video of that guy trying to say these teams. I feel like I'm about to be him. Mönchengladbach won. I saved myself.
Just say Borussia M.
Borussia Mönchengladbach. It's when I remember their first name, I can say it. Borussia Mönchengladbach also came out won. Now, it's interesting because, you know, you probably look at this and say, oh, there's hope in the league, but we already know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
But now that the game to talk about.
Like how we just move on.
Yeah, you know, it's we already know how it's going to end.
Okay.
Obviously, we have to talk about him.
Mm.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Mm.
Giovanni Reina.
Oh.
The new number 7 at Dortmund. Great player, guys. I just got to say. The American talent. Living the American dream.
He is the myth.
Then on top of him, obviously, Erling Brut Haaland. Came out with 2 goals and an assist. Beating Eintracht Frankfurt 5-2.
What?
But again, I think one of the issues I have here, and I'm going to follow it up with the match that came out this weekend. You know, when it comes to Bayern Munich, though, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if he's the problem or the midfield's the problem. Because you see the type of, I don't know if it's the managers, like, you know, like the tactics that they change because Munich is a hard attacking side. But something like is introduced to their game in those matches. And this season, I'm actually going to sit down and analyze this because I actually want to find out because the Super Cup happened and again, they silenced Haaland.
Yeah.
And he was just not getting the type of goals he would get against like a Frankfurt and stuff. And I understand Bayern Munich's defense is on another level.
Yeah. No, but I think he's on the level where it's literally just watch this guy.
Yeah. You know, but like, even if that's the case, the type of like holes that he creates, it will allow him to create in the defense. Cause he can make false runs.
Yeah.
You know, fake runs. He can fake his runs. He can do so much to open up positions for other players then. But there's just not that attacking element anymore. You know, against PSG, first leg, they had it.
Ooh.
You know, when it felt like they had nothing to lose.
He was crazy.
You know, the runs he would make, the fake runs he would make, the opportunities that were opened up for him.
The goals.
The goals he scored. Leg two, just again, now it felt like they had something to lose, so now they just sat back.
Fear.
You know, and I congratulate they beat Frankfurt 5-2. But in order for them to win this league, they need number one, consistency. Because Dortmund have this habit of just falling into draws.
Yeah.
And number two, they need to beat Bayern Munich.
They need to.
And this is the season they could do it, you know, with Julian Nagelsmann coming in. He's new to the team.
Adapting
needs to happen.
There's players like Boateng and Alaba who've left.
So there's holes in the team that you can, because easily enough you can say, you know, there's also a huge player that left in Dortmund.
Huge.
But again, Giovanni Reina and is looking like he could hold
stepping
this up.
He can
step in there big time. He's the new number 7. He has to step up.
Mm. Now listen, if they win twice against Bayern, we might see a streak ending.
It would be quite cool.
Win.
And now the closing match day round. We actually did a whole show on a match day roundup. That's how much we missed it.
Yes. Football.
La Liga. And obviously, we're not going to focus on all the teams.
Yeah.
Atletico beat Celta Vigo. Huge fight at the end. I hate it. I don't like seeing those type of things in football.
Stupid.
You guys should know me by now.
Stupid.
No,
dumb.
Football, to me, is a passion game.
It's,
you know? It's about the
It's
inside.
The game.
And I guess also with passion comes the fighting, but I don't like it when it gets physical.
No.
To me, there's no point in getting physical. The catalyst of this thing was also stupid. Like, I understand you don't want it to be 3 and you want to stop the dip, but that tackle was careless.
Yeah.
It was absolute careless. Secondly, and I think this is how far I've become a Madrid fan. Like, you know, like how much I've just detached from the team. I was more excited about the Barcelona game than the Real Madrid game. It is so crazy.
That's rock bottom. Like you'll never hear a Madrid fan say that.
And I've gotten I'm happy they won. You know, it was a good victory. And I guess this is just a bit of the, you know, the nostalgic aspect in there. But
is this what Super League does?
But it's not just Super League. I do not like the people that are running this club.
Yeah.
Shame. I think they're better than Barca's last owners.
Yep.
By far.
Better. Way.
But I still don't like the way this league is being ran. I don't like the president at all.
Mm.
And I'd rather not support them until there's a change. You know, but again, they won 4-1, 2 goals from Benzema, the new face of La Liga.
Yeah.
Nacho with a goal and Vinicius Jr.
What?
Now, the big game for me was Barcelona versus Sociedad. Now, let me explain to you why.
Why?
The reason being was, you know, obviously, like, with the whole thing that's been happening around, and I love the president that's running them. He's as transparent as you can be.
Honest.
You know, honest held guy. A press conference, told them, hey, guys, this is what's happening. I had to get 80 million in what you call it, 80 million loan so we could actually pay the staff, you know. I mean, pay the team here, you know. We've been able to sign in Memphis Depay, and I think there's another player as well. They were able to sign, like, you know, register, because PK took a huge pay cut, you know. And you're getting into this match, you know, this is their first Messi-less game.
Saturday.
Nice. And first goal is a beautiful cross by Memphis Depay, and PK is at the end of it.
Ah, nice.
And that goal comes in, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like flipping.
That's beautiful.
That's like a love letter right there. Yeah. That's like a thank you.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, players like PK have a close part to my heart, because, you know, it's players who, the money is not the issue anymore.
It's not. It's the
you
game.
Know, he sees these players as players that can help the club, you know, win the league and stay as a relevant club. Because in the situation they're in, they can become irrelevant very fast.
Yeah.
You know?
Quickly.
And Braithwaite, you know, realizing, I was speaking to another Barca fan, and he's like, it's like Braithwaite realized, you know, now you can't just sit on the bench and eat money.
Yeah.
They need to sell players. They are in need to sell players.
Yay.
So, you know, showing his worth, coming out with two goals and I think an assist as well.
Nice.
Two are the last player, the current captain. I know, Roberto's is like, no, not Busquets is the captain, right? Yeah, no. So Sergio Roberto scoring the last goal. Awesome to see.
That's a nice.
Very, very nice.
Barca.
And we're going to talk about PSG next week, because none of the players we really want to talk about played besides Gini Wijnaldum.
Yeah.
We all know why we're going to start watching the Ligue 1.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We all
only
know.
Reason.
It's not like anything changed.
Like, who want to watch a league that's sponsored by Uber Eats?
You know?
Besides.
I have it on my phone.
I'm saying.
We all, you know, I liked PSG before, but now, you know, I'm not going to start watching the league just now because of this, you know. But that is it from me to you.
Mm.
We're signing out.
Peace.
Welcome to listening to... Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
In a wedding ring. Woo! Thankful to God that I never been shot. I know the haters don't want me to ball. Tongue out like Mike and I'm taking my shot. Two tears in the bucket, coming from nothing. You know the story, I'm changing the plot. Yeah. You say I'm nothing, I know I got something. You never gonna turn me to something I'm not. 21. Said I never lived to see 21. They thought I never lived to see 21. The devil thought he had me. Said I never lived to see 21. But now I'm a savage. Said I never lived to see 21. Said I never lived to see 21. They thought I never lived to see 21. The devil thought he had me. Said I never lived to see 21. 21. But now I'm a savage. Said I never lived to see 21.
Make a plan in the pot. Get low as a drop. Then we ran these spots. Probably should stop. One setting up shop. Never ran from a man, but I ran from the cops. When I think about grace, I ain't get what I deserve. When I look back on it, I got what I got. See the pros from my past, and they looking all shocked. Said I never see 21. I just turned 31. Hey, I'ma bring it back. To remembrance only come around when it benefit God. Open door like a gentleman, but they still killed him. He was innocent. They can walk him out in my Timberland Christ clone. You can see resemblance. Could have whipped the pot like a chemist. It shows lifestyle, so I'm living it. Told him to
to listen, but they all sleep. Let's told them be strong, but they all weak. Let's don't be defined by the company you keep. Let's watch how you coming from me. Let's turn to a savage and turn to a beast. Let's know how to move on 21 wounds or 21 sheep.
21. Said they never let us see 21. They thought I never let us see 21. The devil thought he had me, said I never let us see 21. But now I'm a savage, said I never let us see 21. Said I never let us see 21. They thought I never let us see 21. The devil thought he had me, said I never let us see 21. But now I'm a savage, said I never let us see 21.
Thank you.